Money moves silently in the background of our lives, shaping our choices, opportunities, and even our future, whether we realize it or not. Most people work tirelessly for decades, yet remain stuck in the same cycle, earn, spend, owe, repeat. They believe wealth is simply about working harder, saving more, and waiting for luck to strike. But here's the truth. The wealthy will never openly teach you money has hidden rules, and those who don't know them are destined to lose the game before it even begins. The wealthy play by a different set of principles. They understand that success isn't just about what you do, but how you think and the strategies you use. While the rest of the world is distracted by appearances, they quietly build empires in the shadows. This isn't because they're luckier or smarter, it's because they've been taught the unspoken rules of money that schools, jobs, and society never reveal. In this audiobook, we will uncover those rules. You'll learn why some people seem to rise effortlessly, while others struggle endlessly, how to stop playing the role of the consumer and start thinking like the producer, and how to build, protect, and grow wealth that lasts for generations. This isn't just about money, it's about freedom, the freedom to live life on your own terms. So open your mind, prepare to challenge what you've been taught, and take control of your financial future. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Money is a mindset before it's a number. If you want to change your financial life, you must first change the way you think about money. Most people believe wealth is about numbers in a bank account, but in reality, it begins long before you ever earn a dollar. It starts in your mind. Your beliefs about money, success, and abundance will either set you free or hold you back. Think about it. Two people can earn the exact same income, yet one builds a fortune while the other struggles paycheck to paycheck. Why? Because of mindset. One person views money as a tool, something to grow, protect, and multiply. The other sees money as something to spend, something that disappears as quickly as it arrives. The difference isn't luck, it's perspective. If you grew up hearing phrases like money doesn't grow on trees or rich people are greedy, those beliefs may still live inside you today, silently influencing every decision you make. You might not even realize it, but these hidden beliefs shape the opportunities you notice, the risks you take, and even the goals you set for yourself. Until you rewrite those beliefs, no amount of hard work will make you truly wealthy. The wealthy think differently. They believe opportunities are everywhere and money is abundant. They don't obsess over what they lack. They focus on what they can create. This mindset allows them to see possibilities others completely miss. While most people wait for permission or perfect timing, the wealthy act boldly because they've trained their minds to expect growth, not loss. Changing your mindset isn't about repeating affirmations or pretending everything is fine. It's about becoming deeply aware of how you think and being honest about the stories you've been told about money. Ask yourself, do I see money as a tool for freedom or as a source of stress? Do I believe I can create wealth, or do I secretly feel like wealth is for other people? Here's a simple truth. You will never rise above the story you tell yourself. If you believe you're destined to struggle, you'll unconsciously make choices that keep you stuck. But if you start believing that wealth is something you can create, that you are capable of learning, growing, and building, you'll begin to take actions that match that belief. In this audiobook, you'll learn practical strategies, but none of them will matter unless you first take control of your mind. Before you can manage dollars, you must master thoughts. Before you can grow wealth, you must grow belief. Remember, wealth is created twice, first in the mind, then in the real world. The moment you start thinking like the wealthy, you've already taken the first step toward becoming one of them. This chapter is your starting line, and the journey ahead will completely change the way you see money forever. Chapter 2. The lie of hard work alone. We've been told a story our whole lives. If you work hard, stay honest, and keep your head down, success will eventually find you. It's a comforting story, but for most people, it's completely false. Hard work alone does not guarantee wealth. In fact, many of the hardest working people in the world are also the ones who struggle the most financially. Think about it. The person working two jobs, barely sleeping, still struggling to pay bills, are they lazy? Of course not. They're working harder than most, yet they're stuck. This is where the truth becomes uncomfortable. Society celebrates hard work, but the wealthy don't play by those rules. They've learned that wealth comes from leverage, not just effort. Leverage is when your actions create results that keep working, even when you stop. It's when you build systems, investments, and opportunities that multiply your time and energy. The average person thinks in terms of hours. If I work 40 hours, I'll get paid for 40 hours. The wealthy think in terms of value. If I create something valuable, it can pay me again and again, long after the work is done. That's why someone can write a book once and earn royalties for decades, or build a business that generates income while they sleep. Don't get me wrong, hard work matters. At the beginning, it's essential, but it's only the first step. Hard work opens the door. Strategy keeps you inside. Imagine building a ladder to reach a higher level of life. Hard work builds the first few rungs, but without strategy, you'll never reach the top. You'll keep climbing and climbing, only to find yourself exhausted and stuck in the same place. The wealthy understand this. They know when to stop trading sweat for dollars and start building systems that work for them. They focus on skills that multiply income, negotiation, leadership, investing, and problem solving. Meanwhile, most people stay trapped in what I call the time for money trap. They think, if I just work a little more, if I just push a little harder, my life will change. But more hours won't solve the problem if you're playing the wrong game. Here's an example. Imagine two people start a small bakery. The first person works in the shop every day, baking bread, cleaning tables, greeting customers. They are the hardest worker you'll ever meet. The second person also works hard, but they spend their energy differently. Instead of doing everything themselves, they hire help, create a signature product, build a brand, and open multiple locations. A few years later, the first person is still working dawn to dusk, barely making ends meet. The second person, they rarely bake anymore, but their business thrives and pays them even when they're not there. Same industry, same starting point, completely different outcomes. The difference wasn't effort, it was leverage. If you want to escape the trap of working endlessly for little progress, you must start thinking like the second person. Ask yourself, how can I make my efforts count for more? How can I create something today that keeps paying me tomorrow? This might mean starting a side business, investing in skills that increase your earning power, or learning how money truly works, instead of just earning and spending it. It also means being willing to step back and think, not just work. Most people are so busy doing the work that they never stop to question whether they're climbing the right ladder in the first place. Here's a powerful truth. The wealthy often work smarter before they work harder. They take time to design their path, to find shortcuts, to build relationships that open doors. While others are running in circles, they're building highways. This is why some people seem to get lucky. It's not luck, it's preparation meeting opportunity. It's leverage in action. Now let me be clear, this chapter is not an excuse to avoid hard work. You can't sit on the couch and expect wealth to appear. But once you've learned to work hard, the next level is learning to work strategically. To step back, see the bigger picture, and ask, how do I multiply my time, my skills, and my results? Hard work alone will wear you out. Hard work combined with strategy will set you free. As you continue through this audiobook, keep this truth in mind. The world doesn't reward the hardest worker. It rewards the person who creates the most value and leverages it wisely. Your job is to stop playing a game designed to keep you tired and broke, and start playing the game of wealth, where every move counts and every effort builds toward lasting freedom. It's time to work smarter, not just harder. This is how the wealthy win, while everyone else is still grinding in place. And now you're about to learn how to do the same. Chapter 3. Learn the language of money or stay broke. Imagine landing in a foreign country where you don't speak the language. Everywhere you go, you feel lost. You can't read the signs, you don't understand the conversations around you, and when people talk to you, you just nod politely, hoping you don't make a mistake. Now picture someone who speaks that language fluently. They navigate effortlessly, understand everything, and get what they need without struggle. That's exactly how money works. Most people are financially illiterate, while the wealthy are fluent. And if you don't speak the language of money, you will always feel like you're lost in a strange land, vulnerable, confused, and easily taken advantage of. Schools don't teach this language. Most families don't either. Instead, we grow up learning how to earn money, spend money, and maybe save a little if we're lucky. But that's like knowing a few words in a foreign language, just enough to get by, not enough to thrive. The wealthy, on the other hand, are taught from an early age to understand how money really works. They know the difference between assets and liabilities. They know how cash flow works. They understand interest, debt, taxes, and investments. These concepts might sound intimidating right now, but they're actually very simple, once you learn them. Here's the truth. If you don't understand the basic principles of money, someone else will always control it for you. It might be the bank charging you hidden fees, the credit card company piling on interest, or the tax system taking more than it should. You'll end up working harder and harder, while never really getting ahead, because you're playing a game without knowing the rules. Meanwhile, those who do understand the game, the wealthy, keep winning. Let's break down a few of the most important words in this financial language. The first is asset. An asset is something that puts money into your pocket. It works for you, even when you're sleeping. A rental property that earns you monthly rent is an asset. A business that generates profit is an asset. Even stocks or bonds that grow in value over time can be assets. The opposite of an asset is a liability. A liability takes money out of your pocket. It costs you, drains you, and gives nothing back. A new car that loses value the moment you drive it off the lot is a liability. Credit card debt is a liability. Even that big house you can barely afford can be a liability if it's constantly pulling money from you without giving any in return. Here's where most people get trapped. They confuse liabilities with assets. They think buying an expensive car or a bigger house makes them wealthy, when in reality, they're just adding more chains around their ankles. The wealthy think differently. They use their money to acquire assets first. Then those assets pay for the luxuries later. It's a completely different way of living. Another key concept is cash flow. Cash flow is the movement of money in and out of your life. If more money is going out than coming in, you're in trouble, no matter how much you earn. That's why some high-income earners still feel broke. They have a lot of money coming in, but even more flowing out because of poor decisions and a lack of understanding. Positive cash flow, having more money coming in than going out, is the foundation of financial freedom. Learning this language takes time, but the payoff is incredible. Once you understand it, you start seeing opportunities everywhere. Instead of blindly following what others do, you make decisions with clarity and confidence. You stop falling for marketing tricks, bad loans, and get-rich-quick schemes. You begin to play the money game with intention, not desperation. Don't be intimidated if this is new to you. Everyone starts at zero. The important thing is to begin. Start by reading books about personal finance, listening to audiobooks like this one, and surrounding yourself with people who understand money. The more you hear these concepts, the more natural they'll become. Here's a simple challenge this week. Take a look at your finances and separate everything you own into two lists, assets and liabilities. Be brutally honest with yourself. If it puts money in your pocket, it's an asset. If it takes money out, it's a liability. That single exercise can open your eyes like nothing else. The wealthy are not playing a mysterious game. They're just speaking a language most people never bother to learn. And like any language, the more you practice, the more fluent you become. The question is, will you keep wandering around lost, hoping things somehow work out? Or will you take the time to learn the language that can give you freedom, security, and a future you control? If you stay financially illiterate, you'll always be at the mercy of those who are fluent. But if you learn this language, you'll never be powerless again. Remember, money is not just earned, it's understood. And once you understand it, you hold the keys to a completely different life. Chapter 4. Stop playing the consumer, start playing the producer. From the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed, you are surrounded by things designed to take your money. The clothes you wear, the food you eat, the phone in your hand, the streaming services you watch, every single one of them was created by someone who understood a simple truth. Most people are consumers, but a small group of people are producers. And here's the harsh reality. Consumers spend, producers earn. Consumers work for money, producers make money work for them. If you want to build wealth, you must step out of the endless cycle of consumption and start playing on the producer's side of the game. Think about how the average day is designed. You grab a cup of coffee on your way to work. That coffee might cost you $5, but to the company selling it, it costs less than 50 cents to make. You just gave them a 900% return with a single purchase. Multiply that by millions of customers, and you begin to see why Starbucks has more wealth than the majority of its customers combined. Every time you buy, you make someone else rich. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a customer. We all need to buy things to live. The problem is staying only in that role for your entire life. If you're always the one swiping your card, paying bills and buying products, you are permanently stuck in the role of consumer. The wealthy know this, and that's why they focus on becoming producers. They create the businesses, services and ideas that consumers eagerly line up to purchase. The internet and social media have made this divide even clearer. Some people scroll endlessly, consuming content for hours a day. Others create the content, the apps, the platforms and the ads that make billions while you scroll. Which side do you want to be on? The side paying or the side collecting? Here's the good news. You don't need to be a millionaire to start thinking like a producer. It begins with a mindset shift. Instead of asking, what can I buy? Start asking, what can I create? What can I offer? It might be as small as selling homemade products online, offering a skill you've mastered, or starting a side hustle that adds value to others. The point isn't to quit your job overnight. It's to plant seeds that can grow into something much bigger over time. Consider this example. Imagine two friends who both love coffee. The first friend spends $150 a month buying fancy drinks at cafes. The second friend takes that same passion and starts roasting and selling coffee from home, even just to friends and family at first. Fast forward 5 years. The first friend has spent thousands of dollars with nothing to show for it. The second friend now owns a small but thriving coffee brand, making money every month. The difference isn't luck, it's which side of the game they chose to play. Being a producer doesn't just mean starting a business. It also includes investing. When you buy stocks, real estate, or even a share in someone else's business, you've stepped into the producer role. You're no longer just a customer, you're now an owner. Even if it's small at first, that shift in identity changes how you see every financial decision. This is why the wealthy think so differently about money. They don't see a new phone as just a fun purchase. They see the company behind it, the marketing strategy, the investors who profit from every sale. They ask themselves, how can I be on the side that benefits when others consume? This way of thinking is why their wealth grows while everyone else stays stuck. To make this shift, start small and practical. If you're spending money on a hobby, ask yourself how you can turn that passion into income. If you're buying from a company regularly, consider whether you could own stock in it. If you have a skill people admire, think about how you could teach it or package it as a service. Every time you create instead of consume, you're taking a step toward financial freedom. Here's a simple truth: someone is profiting from your habits. Every purchase you make is building someone else's dream. That doesn't mean you should never spend. Life is meant to be enjoyed. But it does mean you should balance the equation. Spend some of your time, energy, and money on building your own dream too. The path to wealth isn't about cutting out every little expense or feeling guilty for buying things you love. It's about becoming conscious of the game you're playing and choosing to participate on both sides. You will always be a consumer in some areas of life. But when you also become a producer, the dynamic changes. Suddenly, money starts flowing toward you instead of only away from you. The choice is yours. Will you stay in the endless cycle of consumption, working harder and harder just to keep buying things that make others rich? Or will you step into the role of producer and create something that allows you to earn while you sleep, grow while you rest, and build a future on your own terms? This is one of the most important shifts you can ever make. Stop living only as a consumer. Start thinking, acting, and building like a producer. The moment you make that decision, you've already started walking the same path the wealthy have followed for generations. Chapter 5: The Invisible Forces That Control Your Spending. Every time you spend money, you think you're making a conscious decision. You see something you like, you decide to buy it, and you believe you're in control. But the truth is, much of your spending is not really your choice. It's being influenced, even manipulated, by invisible forces you don't see. These forces are so powerful that they can keep you trapped in a cycle of spending without you even realizing why. Companies spend billions of dollars studying human behavior. They know what colors make you feel safe, what words trigger excitement, and even what music makes you more likely to buy. When you walk into a store and smell fresh bread or coffee, that's not an accident, it's strategy. When you see limited time offer on a product, that's not just marketing, it's psychology. They are playing on your fear of missing out, making you believe you need to act now, even if you don't. Social pressure is another invisible force. We live in a world where appearances are everything. Social media makes it worse. You see people posting pictures of their vacations, luxury cars, and fancy meals. You don't want to be left behind, so you spend money to keep up. This isn't about what you truly value, it's about proving something to others, often people you don't even know. The wealthy understand this trap, which is why they often live below their means while quietly building real wealth behind the scenes. Then there's lifestyle creep. This happens when your income increases, and instead of saving or investing the extra money, you simply upgrade your life. You move to a bigger house, buy a nicer car, dine at more expensive restaurants. It feels like progress, but it's really a trap. Your expenses grow to match your income, leaving you stuck in the same financial position, no matter how much you earn. To break free, you must become aware. Start noticing how marketing, social pressure, and habits influence your decisions. Before every purchase, pause and ask yourself, do I truly want this, or am I being pushed toward it? That small moment of awareness can save you thousands over time. The wealthy are not immune to these forces, but they recognize them. They know when they're being sold to, and they make conscious choices instead of emotional ones. They focus on buying things that build their future, not just their image. The next time you feel the urge to spend, remember this: every dollar you give away is a vote for someone else's dream. Make sure your spending reflects what you truly value, not what invisible forces are convincing you to value. When you take back control of your choices, you take back control of your financial future. Chapter 6: Build Wealth Quietly, Not Publicly. We live in a world where people love to show off. Flashy cars, designer clothes, luxury vacations, it's all over social media. Many people are obsessed with looking rich instead of actually being rich. But here's the secret: the wealthy understand, real wealth grows in silence. The moment you start flaunting your money, you put a target on your back. Think about it. The loudest person in the room usually isn't the most powerful, they're the most insecure. The ones who are truly powerful don't need to prove anything to anyone. They're too busy building, investing and protecting what they have. The person posting pictures of their expensive watch might be drowning in debt. Meanwhile, the person quietly driving an older car could own multiple properties and a thriving business. Outward appearances can be deceiving. Showing off your wealth invites unnecessary attention from people who want to compete with you, from those who want to use you, and even from those who might try to take advantage of you. When you make a lot of noise about your success, you create enemies and attract problems. That's why the wealthiest individuals often live surprisingly modest lives. They let their assets grow quietly, while everyone else fights for likes and validation online. Silence is a strategy. When people don't know what you're building, they can't interfere with it. While others are distracted trying to impress strangers, you can focus on stacking cash, making smart investments, and planning your next moves. Quiet wealth compounds because it isn't drained by the need to maintain an image. This doesn't mean you have to live like a monk or hide from the world. It means being intentional. Buy nice things if you truly want them, but don't buy them to prove a point. Keep some areas of your life private. Build a future that doesn't need to be announced. Remember, wealth is power, and power grows strongest when it's invisible. Let people underestimate you. Let them think you're just average. While they're busy talking, you'll be busy building, and one day, when your freedom is undeniable, you won't need to say a word. Chapter 7: Multiply, Don't Just Save. Most people are taught that saving is the key to financial security. Save your money, they say. Put it in the bank, and you'll be safe. While saving is important, it's not enough to build true wealth. If all you do is save, you'll never get ahead, because money sitting still loses value over time. Inflation quietly eats away at your savings, making your dollars worth less and less every year. The wealthy know this, which is why they don't just save money, they multiply it. Think of money like a seed. If you put a seed in a jar and leave it there, nothing happens. It just sits. But if you plant that seed in good soil, nurture it, and let it grow, it turns into a tree that produces more seeds. Those seeds create more trees, and eventually, you have a forest. Saving keeps your seeds safe. Multiplying turns them into something powerful. The wealthy use their money to create more money through investments. This doesn't mean taking reckless risks or chasing every shiny opportunity. It means understanding how to make your money work for you instead of you always working for it. This might be through stocks, real estate, businesses, or other income-generating assets. Even small amounts can grow significantly when given time, and the right strategy. Here's the hard truth. You can't save your way to freedom. If you keep trading hours for dollars, then simply stashing those dollars away, you'll always be limited by how many hours you can work. But when you multiply your money, your wealth grows even while you sleep. That's how the wealthy create financial independence, not by hoarding cash, but by putting it to work. This doesn't mean you stop saving altogether. A savings account is still important for emergencies and stability. But once you've built a safety net, your focus should shift to growth. Learn about investments. Study how money moves. Start small, but start. Every dollar you earn has a job to do. Don't let it sit idle, waiting to be eaten by inflation. Put it to work so it can bring back more dollars. This is how the wealthy build empires quietly over time. They don't just protect their money, they multiply it. The question you must ask yourself isn't how much can I save? It's how can I make this dollar grow? When you shift your focus from storing money to multiplying it, you begin to play the same game the wealthy have been winning for generations. Chapter 8. Escape the debt trap before it owns you. Debt is one of the most powerful tools in the world and one of the most dangerous. Used wisely, it can build empires. Used carelessly, it can destroy lives. Sadly, most people don't use debt. Debt uses them. It keeps them stuck in a cycle of working, paying, and owing, year after year, never truly free. If you want to build lasting wealth, you must escape the debt trap before it owns you completely. The problem is that debt often feels normal. Society even celebrates it. Credit cards, car loans, student loans, mortgages. Everywhere you turn, there's an offer to borrow money. At first, it seems harmless. A swipe here, a signature there. You get what you want instantly, and the payments feel small. But those small payments add up. Before you realize it, you're not just paying for what you bought. You're paying interest, sometimes double or triple the original amount. And the worst part, you're paying for the past while trying to live in the present, which makes it almost impossible to plan for the future. The wealthy understand this game. They don't fall into consumer debt traps because they know interest works both ways. It either works for you or against you. When you're paying off credit cards and loans, interest becomes your enemy. When you're investing, interest becomes your ally. That's why the wealthy borrow strategically, to acquire assets that produce income, not liabilities that drain them. For most people, the first step is simple but powerful. Stop digging the hole deeper. If you're in debt, commit to no new unnecessary borrowing. This might mean making sacrifices for a season, cooking at home instead of eating out, driving your current car a little longer, or saying no to purchases you don't truly need. It's not easy, but it's temporary, and it's worth it. Next, create a clear plan to pay off what you owe. List your debts, starting with the smallest balance or the highest interest rate. Focus all your extra money on one debt at a time, while paying the minimum on the rest. Each time you completely eliminate a debt, you gain momentum and confidence. This process is slow at first, but it builds like a snowball rolling downhill. Most importantly, understand that escaping debt isn't just about math, it's about mindset. As long as you believe debt is normal, you'll keep falling back into it. But when you see it for what it really is, a chain holding you back from freedom, you'll fight to break free. Imagine how different your life would feel, with no payments hanging over your head. Every dollar you earn could go toward building your future, instead of paying for your past. That's what freedom looks like. Debt wants to own you. Don't let it. Take control, break the cycle, and... Chapter 9. Your network is your net worth. You've probably heard the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. At first, that might sound unfair. Shouldn't hard work and talent be enough? In a perfect world, yes. But in the real world, relationships often open doors that hard work alone can't. This is why the wealthy treat relationships like assets. They understand that the people you surround yourself with can either lift you higher or pull you down. Think about it. If you spend most of your time with people who complain, settle for less, and avoid growth, eventually you'll start to think and act like them. On the other hand, if you surround yourself with ambitious, positive, forward-thinking individuals, their mindset will rub off on you. The conversations you have will change. The opportunities you hear about will change. Your expectations for yourself will rise. The wealthy intentionally build strong networks. They don't just meet people randomly, they seek out connections with purpose. They understand the power of proximity. Being close to the right people gives you access to information, resources, and opportunities you would never find on your own. One introduction, one conversation, one partnership can completely change the direction of your life. But here's an important truth. Building a powerful network isn't about using people. It's about creating genuine, mutually beneficial relationships. The wealthiest people give first. They look for ways to help others, to add value without expecting anything in return. Over time, this builds trust and goodwill, and when the time comes, those people are more than willing to support them in return. You don't need to know hundreds of people to have a strong network. A few high-quality relationships are far more valuable than a long list of shallow contacts. Start by connecting with people who share your values and ambitions. Attend events, join groups, and engage in conversations where you can learn and contribute. Be curious, be authentic, and always follow through on your word. Here's the thing most people miss. Your network can grow your net worth in ways beyond money. It gives you knowledge, accountability, and inspiration. When you see someone in your circle achieving great things, it reminds you of what's possible. When you're surrounded by problem solvers, you naturally become one too. So ask yourself, who's in your circle right now? Are they lifting you up or holding you back? If you want to change your financial future, start by changing the company you keep. Invest time and energy into relationships that challenge you, inspire you, and open new doors. Remember, wealth is rarely built alone. Behind every success story is a network of people who made it possible. Build yours wisely, and you'll discover that the right relationships are worth more than gold. Your network truly is your net worth. Treat it like the treasure it is. Chapter 10. Taxes. The game most people don't play to win. Taxes are one of the biggest expenses you'll ever face, yet most people treat them like an afterthought. They work hard all year, collect their paycheck, and then watch a huge chunk disappear without really understanding why. For many, tax season feels like a mystery wrapped in frustration. But here's the truth. The wealthy understand taxes are a game, and like any game, there are rules. If you don't know the rules, you'll keep losing, while those who do will keep winning. The average person sees taxes as a burden. They focus only on what's being taken from them. The wealthy see taxes as a tool. They study the system, learn the strategies, and position themselves to pay as little as legally possible. This isn't about cheating or doing anything shady. It's about being informed. There's a huge difference between tax evasion, which is illegal, and tax strategy, which is perfectly legal. The wealthy play within the rules. They just know the rules better than most. Here's why this matters. Every dollar you save on taxes is a dollar you can use to build wealth. Imagine two people who both earn $100,000 a year. One pays $30,000 in taxes because they don't understand the system. The other, using smart strategies, pays $20,000. That extra $10,000 isn't just savings, it's potential investment money. Over time, that difference can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. One key strategy the wealthy use is owning businesses or investments. When you have a business, many of your expenses can be deducted legally, things like travel, education, and even part of your home office. Employees don't get these same advantages. That's why the wealthy focus on creating multiple income streams, especially ones that come with tax benefits. Another strategy is understanding how to invest in tax-advantaged ways. Retirement accounts, real estate, and certain types of investments can all reduce the amount you owe. The average person never learns this, so they end up giving away more than necessary. The truth is, no one will teach you these rules unless you seek them out. Schools don't cover tax strategy. Most jobs don't either. That's why so many people stay stuck. They simply don't know what they don't know. But today, with all the information available, there's no excuse to remain in the dark. Books, podcasts, and even free resources can help you start learning. And if you can, work with a knowledgeable accountant or advisor who can guide you. Remember this, you work hard for your money. Don't give away more than you must. Every dollar you save legally is another brick in the foundation of your future wealth. Taxes aren't just about numbers, they're about control. Play the game wisely, and you'll keep more of what you earn, putting yourself on the same playing field the wealthy have been using for generations. Chapter 11. The Rule of Silent Negotiation. Money moves quietly. Deals are made behind closed doors. Opportunities are offered in whispers. And the biggest wins often happen long before the public ever hears about them. One of the most powerful skills the wealthy possess is negotiation, and they practice it silently, strategically, and with purpose. Most people think negotiation only happens when buying a car or asking for a raise, but the truth is, you're negotiating every single day. You're negotiating your salary, your bills, your business deals, and even your time. The problem is, most people don't even realize they're in a negotiation, which means they automatically lose. The wealthy never make that mistake. They understand that negotiation isn't about arguing or fighting to get your way. It's about positioning. It's about staying calm, reading the situation, and influencing the outcome without ever appearing aggressive. Silent negotiation means you don't broadcast your intentions. You don't reveal desperation. You don't play all your cards at once. Instead, you quietly gather information, understand the other side's needs, and then create a solution where you benefit most. Think about this: two people walk into a meeting to discuss a deal. One talks loudly, tries to dominate the conversation, and constantly reminds everyone how important they are. The other person listens carefully, asks smart questions, and says very little. Guess who usually wins? The quiet one. Why? Because power often lies in silence. When you speak less, you give yourself room to observe, to think, and to control the pace of the negotiation. Silent negotiation also protects you emotionally. When you're calm and measured, you're less likely to make decisions based on fear or excitement. Many people lose money simply because they rush or overreact. The wealthy know patience pays. They wait for the right moment. And when they move with precision. This skill isn't limited to business. You can use it in everyday life. Negotiating rent with your landlord, reducing fees with your bank, or even discussing responsibilities with a partner. These are all forms of negotiation. Each time you approach these situations calmly and strategically, you gain an advantage. To master silent negotiation, focus on three things. Listen more than you speak, never reveal your full position too soon, and always leave the other person feeling like they've won something too. When both sides feel good about the outcome, relationships strengthen and doors open for future opportunities. The wealthy treat negotiation like a hidden superpower. They don't brag about it, but it's one of the key reasons they stay ahead. If you want to build and protect wealth, start sharpening this skill. Remember, the loudest person rarely wins. The person who listens, thinks, and move strategically almost always does. In a world full of noise, learn to be the calm voice in the room. Silent negotiation isn't just about deals, it's about building a life where you quietly and consistently come out on top. Chapter 12. Build systems, not just income. Most people focus all their energy on earning more money. They think, if I can just make a little extra, everything will get better. And yes, increasing your income is important. But here's the trap. If your money depends entirely on your time and effort, you will always be limited. You only have so many hours in a day, so much energy to give. That's why the wealthy play a completely different game. They don't just focus on income, they focus on building systems. A system is something that continues to work even when you're not actively involved. It could be a business that runs with the help of employees, an investment that grows while you sleep, or a process that consistently brings in customers without you chasing them down every day. When you build systems, you create freedom. You create a life where your money works for you instead of you constantly working for money. Think about a farmer. If a farmer planted seeds every day and harvested by hand, they would never have enough food to sell beyond their small plot of land. But if that farmer built irrigation systems, hired workers, and invested in machinery, their farm could run smoothly even when they weren't there. The wealthy think like that farmer. They design their financial lives in a way that allows them to step back while their systems keep producing results. The problem is, most people are stuck in what I call one-way effort. They wake up, go to work, get paid, and repeat. The moment they stop working, the money stops flowing. It's like constantly filling a bucket with water that has a hole in the bottom. You can keep pouring, but you'll never get ahead. Building systems patches that hole and eventually makes the bucket overflow. For example, imagine you own a small bakery. At first, you're the one baking every loaf of bread, ringing up every sale, and cleaning the shop at night. You're exhausted, and while the business may be making money, you have no life outside of it. Now imagine you hire skilled staff, set up delivery partnerships, automate your ordering system, and create a marketing plan that runs on its own. Suddenly, the bakery grows without requiring every ounce of your energy. That's a system. The same principle applies even if you don't own a business. Maybe you set up automatic investments that pull money from your account every month, so your wealth grows without you thinking about it. Or you create a side hustle with digital products, something you make once, but can sell repeatedly. These are small systems that over time create big results. The key to building systems is to think long term. In the beginning, it will take extra effort. You'll need to plan, learn, and maybe sacrifice short-term gains for future freedom. That's why many people never do it. They want instant results. But the wealthy understand that short-term sacrifice creates long-term abundance. Another important piece of this puzzle is leverage. A system often uses other people's time, skills, or resources to grow beyond what you could do alone. This doesn't mean exploiting people, it means creating opportunities where everyone benefits. Employees, partners, and even technology can all be part of a well-designed system. Here's a powerful truth. Systems don't just build wealth, they protect it. When your income depends solely on you, one illness, one emergency, or one bad year can wipe everything out. But when you have multiple systems running, your financial life becomes stable and resilient. Start by identifying one area of your life or finances where you feel stuck. Ask yourself, how can I turn this into a system? How can I make this work without me doing every single step? It might be as simple as automating your bills, or as complex as building a business. The point is to start somewhere. Income is good. Systems are better. The wealthy know they can always earn more money, but their ultimate goal is freedom. And freedom comes when you've built a network of systems that keep working, even when you take a step back. So stop thinking only about how much you can earn this month. Start thinking about what you can build this year, this decade, and for the rest of your life. Build systems, not just income, and you'll create a financial legacy that continues long after you've stopped working. Chapter 13. Protect your wealth like a fortress. Building wealth is one thing. Keeping it is another. Many people work for years to create financial security, only to watch it disappear because they didn't take steps to protect it. The truth is, money attracts attention, both good and bad. The more you have, the more important it becomes to guard it carefully. The wealthy understand this. They don't just focus on growing their wealth, they protect it like a fortress. Think about a castle in ancient times. The king didn't just gather gold and jewels and leave them lying around. There were walls, guards, moats, and secret passages, layers of defense to keep enemies out. Your wealth needs the same kind of protection. It's not about being paranoid, it's about being smart. Because once you have something valuable, there will always be forces trying to take it away. One of the first threats to your wealth is overspending. It might sound simple, but many people lose their wealth because they can't resist the urge to show it off. The expensive cars, the oversized house, the constant luxury purchases, all of it drains your resources and creates pressure to keep earning more just to maintain appearances. The wealthy who stay wealthy understand this danger. They live well, but they live below their means, quietly preserving their assets, while others go broke trying to look successful. Another threat is poor planning. Without a clear plan, your wealth can be eaten away by taxes, legal battles, or even family disputes. That's why wealthy individuals use tools like trusts, wills, and insurance. These aren't just for the ultra-rich, they're for anyone who wants to make sure their hard work doesn't vanish overnight. A solid plan ensures that your wealth goes where you want it to go, not where the government or others decide. Then there's the risk of bad investments. When you start to grow your wealth, opportunities will come your way. Some will be real, many will be traps. Greed and excitement can cloud your judgment, making you vulnerable to scams or risky ventures. The wealthy avoid this by sticking to strategies they understand and by surrounding themselves with trusted advisors. If a deal sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Protecting your wealth means saying no far more often than you say yes. Lawsuits are another hidden danger. As your assets grow, so does your visibility. People may come after you with false claims, hoping to take a piece of what you've built. This is why many wealthy people don't put everything in their own name. They use companies, trusts, and legal structures to create layers of separation. This isn't about hiding money illegally, it's about creating smart barriers that keep your wealth safe. And let's not forget about emergencies. A sudden illness, an economic downturn, or a natural disaster can wipe out years of progress if you're not prepared. That's why having an emergency fund and proper insurance is essential. These tools act like shields, protecting you from unexpected blows that could otherwise destroy your financial foundation. But protecting wealth isn't just about defense, it's also about mindset. You must see yourself as a steward of your resources, not just a spender or accumulator. This means making decisions with the future in mind, not just today's desires. It means being discreet about what you have and careful about who you trust. Start by taking inventory of your current situation. Where is your money vulnerable? Do you have debts that make you an easy target? Are there gaps in your insurance or legal documents? Fix these weak points one by one. Just like a fortress is built brick by brick, your financial security will grow step by step. Remember, the goal isn't to live in fear, it's to create peace of mind. When you know your wealth is protected, you can focus on growth, opportunities, and enjoying life without constant worry. Building wealth takes effort, but keeping it requires wisdom. Don't let all your hard work be undone by carelessness or lack of preparation. Protect your wealth like a fortress, and you'll ensure that what you've built lasts for generations to come. Chapter 14. Generational Wealth and Legacy Building. Most people spend their lives focused on making enough money to survive, maybe even to live comfortably. But the wealthy think differently. They don't just think about their needs today. They think decades, even generations ahead. Their goal isn't simply to build wealth for themselves, but to create a legacy that continues long after they're gone. This is what separates temporary riches from true generational wealth. Generational wealth is more than just leaving money behind. It's about building something lasting, a foundation that gives your family stability, opportunities, and the freedom to dream bigger than you ever could. Sadly, many people never reach this point because they spend their whole lives reacting to financial problems instead of planning for the future. Even worse, some who do accumulate wealth fail to pass it on properly, and it disappears within a generation. You've probably heard the saying, shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. It means the first generation builds wealth through hard work, the second enjoys it, and the third loses it all. The wealthy know this pattern well, and they work hard to break it. They don't just focus on making money, they focus on teaching their families how to manage it. Knowledge is just as important as dollars. If you leave money without wisdom, you've left a ticking time bomb. But if you pass on values, education, and financial literacy, your wealth becomes a gift that keeps giving. Think of generational wealth like planting a tree. The tree you plant today may not give you shade right away, but in time, it will grow strong and provide shelter for those who come after you. That's what you're doing when you create systems, businesses, investments, and education that will benefit your children and grandchildren. It's an act of love and responsibility. One of the key steps to building generational wealth is creating assets that last. Businesses, real estate, and investments are powerful because they can grow even after you're gone. A well-run family business can provide income and purpose for generations. Properties can be passed down, rented, or sold strategically to keep wealth flowing. But these assets only work if they're managed correctly, which is why having a clear plan and the right legal structures is so important. Estate planning is a topic many people avoid because it feels uncomfortable. No one likes to think about what will happen after they're gone, but avoiding it creates confusion and conflict. Without a will or trust, your assets might end up in the wrong hands or tied up in legal battles. The wealthy don't leave this to chance. They make detailed plans to ensure their wealth is transferred smoothly and protected from unnecessary taxes or disputes. Generational wealth also requires teaching. Sit down with your children or younger relatives and talk openly about money, not just how to spend it, but how to grow and protect it. Teach them about the principles you've learned, the difference between assets and liabilities, the importance of living below their means, and the mindset required to sustain wealth. When you combine money with wisdom, you give your family a gift that lasts forever. Another part of legacy building is philanthropy. Many wealthy individuals choose to give back, creating foundations, scholarships, or community projects that continue to make an impact for years to come. Giving isn't just about generosity. It also teaches future generations about responsibility and purpose. It shows them that wealth is a tool to make the world better, not just to live in comfort. Even if you're starting small, you can begin laying the groundwork for generational wealth today. Invest in your education and your skills. Build assets that can grow over time. Create habits of saving and investing that your family can model. You may not be able to leave millions, but you can leave a roadmap, a legacy of knowledge and discipline that changes the trajectory of those who come after you. Remember, the greatest legacy you can leave isn't just money, it's the example you set. When your family sees you work hard, think strategically, and live with purpose, they inherit more than wealth. They inherit a mindset of growth and resilience. Generational wealth doesn't happen by accident. It's built intentionally, with vision and planning. Start today, no matter where you are, and think beyond your own lifetime. Because the decisions you make now can echo for generations, shaping a future where your family doesn't just survive, they thrive. Chapter 15. Play the long game. Always. In today's world, everyone wants results fast. We live in a culture of instant gratification, instant coffee, instant messages, instant likes on social media. People expect their money to work the same way. They want overnight success, quick profits, and shortcuts to wealth. But here's the hard truth. Lasting wealth is never built overnight. It takes time, patience, and a mindset focused on the long game. The wealthy understand this deeply. They don't chase every shiny opportunity or get distracted by the latest trend. They think in years, even decades, while most people think in days or weeks. This difference in perspective changes everything. When you play the long game, short-term losses don't scare you, and short-term wins don't blind you. You stay steady, focused, and committed to your vision, even when things get tough. Consider how a tree grows. You don't plant a seed today and expect to eat fruit tomorrow. You nurture it, water it, protect it, and wait. Seasons will come and go. Storms may hit. For a while it will look like nothing is happening. But underground, roots are growing strong. Eventually that tree grows tall and produces fruit year after year. Building wealth works the same way. The early stages are the hardest because progress is invisible. Most people quit before the roots take hold. The wealthy keep nurturing their plans, knowing that results compound over time. The temptation to think short-term is everywhere. Maybe you see someone showing off a luxury lifestyle on social media and feel like you're falling behind. Maybe you hear about a friend doubling their money overnight on some risky investment. It's natural to feel impatient. But understand this, for every story of sudden success, there are hundreds of untold stories of failure. People rarely post about the money they lost or the mistakes they made. Playing the long game protects you from making impulsive decisions that lead to regret. When you play the long game, you focus on building strong foundations. You prioritize education, skills, and assets that will grow steadily over time. You avoid get-rich-quick schemes because you know they rarely end well. Instead of chasing excitement, you build stability. This may not feel glamorous at first, but it's the path to true freedom. The wealthy also use long-term thinking in relationships. They don't burn bridges for quick gains. They invest in people, partnerships, and trust, knowing these connections will create opportunities years down the road. While others take advantage of others for short-term profit, the wealthy think about legacy and reputation. This is why their networks stay strong and continue to support them throughout their lives. Patience doesn't mean moving slowly or sitting around doing nothing. It means taking consistent, intentional action and giving it time to pay off. Think of compound interest, one of the most powerful forces in wealth building. At first, the growth is almost invisible, but as time passes, the results become exponential. This principle applies not only to money, but also to habits, skills, and relationships. Small smart choices made consistently will create massive results over time. Playing the long game also gives you emotional stability. When you're not obsessed with immediate results, setbacks don't crush you. A market crash becomes a temporary dip instead of a disaster. A failed project becomes a lesson instead of a reason to quit. This calm mindset is a huge advantage because most people panic when things go wrong. The wealthy, on the other hand, see challenges as part of the journey. Ask yourself this: are you thinking about the next few weeks or the next few decades? Are your daily actions aligned with the future you want to create? Every decision you make either strengthens your foundation or weakens it. Playing the long game means choosing the actions that may not pay off today, but will pay off endlessly tomorrow. In the end, wealth is not just about money, it's about freedom, impact, and legacy. These things cannot be rushed. They must be built carefully, brick by brick, over time. So slow down, be patient, focus on creating something that lasts. Remember, anyone can get lucky for a moment, but true success belongs to those who plan, persist, and play the long game. When you commit to thinking ahead, you stop competing with the crowd and start building a future that is entirely your own. Your journey might take longer than you expect, but when you finally arrive, you'll realize it was worth every step. Conclusion. Money is everywhere in our lives, silently shaping our choices, our opportunities, and even the way we see ourselves. For many, it feels like a source of constant stress, a never-ending cycle of earning, spending, and owing. But as you've discovered throughout this audiobook, money itself isn't the enemy. The problem is not understanding the rules of the game, and as with any game, the people who win are the ones who know how to play it better than anyone else. You've learned that wealth begins in the mind before it ever shows up in your bank account. It starts with the beliefs you hold about yourself and what's possible. If you think small, you'll act small. But when you start to think like the wealthy, with vision, strategy, and discipline, you create a foundation for everything that follows. Hard work alone isn't enough. It must be combined with leverage, knowledge, and systems that multiply your effort and allow you to step out of the time for money trap. We've uncovered the hidden forces that shape your spending and the traps that keep most people stuck: debt, consumerism, and the illusion of wealth built on appearances. You now understand the difference between being a consumer and a producer, between saving and multiplying, between looking rich and actually being rich. These aren't just financial lessons, they're life lessons about power, freedom, and control. You've also seen that wealth isn't just about what you earn, but about what you keep and protect. Taxes, legal structures, and smart planning aren't boring details. They are essential defenses that keep your financial castle strong. True wealth is quiet. It doesn't need to scream for attention, because it speaks for itself through stability, freedom, and impact. Most importantly, this journey has been about legacy. Your wealth isn't just for you, it's for the generations who come after you, for the dreams they haven't even dared to dream yet. When you think beyond today and start playing the long game, every decision you make becomes more meaningful. You stop chasing temporary wins and start building something that lasts. Now, it's time to take action. Knowledge alone won't change your life. Application will. Choose one idea, one step, and begin today. Build systems. Eliminate debt. Grow your network. Protect your wealth. Teach what you learn to others, so they too can break free from the old broken cycle. The hidden rules of money are no longer hidden from you. You have the blueprint the wealthy have used for generations. Whether you start with a little or a lot, you now have the power to change your financial future, and perhaps the future of everyone connected to you. Remember this final truth: money is a tool, not a master. When you control it, you create freedom. When it controls you, you live in chains. Master the game, live with intention, and build a life so strong that no one can take it away. Your journey begins now. Step boldly, play wisely, and never forget that the greatest wealth you can build is the life you create along the way.